Yeah, I mean, for us, it's pretty much win or have no chance to qualify. So it's a very important game for us. And obviously, Bulgaria has had a great start, and they want to continue that throughout the tournament so they can qualify. So, you know, I think it'll be a difficult game, I hope, for both teams. You know, Bulgaria's playing well. They're a good team. You know, we've played badly the last two games, so hopefully we can stop that and make it interesting for them.
What you say about Bulgaria, how would you describe Bulgarian team?
Well, you know, I know the players better than I know the team. You know, I haven't played Bulgarian national team on the USA team for many years, but, you know, I've played against Plumman and played against Matei and played against Nikolov and the setter. And obviously the Bulgarian team has many very, very good volleyball players on it. And I think the coach, Stoev, who I played against back in 96 Olympics, has done a wonderful job with their team. Yeah, I think, you know, Bulgaria is a team of the present and future. You know, they've played well the last year or two, and I think they will be a difficult team not only to beat tomorrow, but in the future.
Do you have friends among the Bulgarians?
You know, Plum and Kasantinov, I consider a friend. I've known him for a long time. You know, he played in Heracles in Greece like I did. He played in Russia last year like I did. So I've known Plumman for a very long time. And not only is he a good volleyball player, but he's a good man and a good friend. The rest of the players, I don't think they're friends, but, you know, I speak to them and have seen them play many times. And, you know, as a group, I think they're not only good players, but good guys.
The aim of your national team is to qualify for the Olympic Games. So is it this the main reason that you came back at the team?
You know, being an older player, there's not too many chances to play in the Olympic Games. I felt the USA team had a good team, a good combination of young and older players. I have been playing very well the last 2-3 years, so I thought I would try to help the team qualify and do well at the Olympics one more time, because this will be the last opportunity for me, being an older player. So I thought it'd be a good chance.
Before the start of the tournament, your team was and still is among the favorites. Do you think the same?
It's difficult to say today because we had two terrible losses. You know, the first match against Brazil obviously was a great match for us, you know, to beat the number one team in the world 3-0. And then, you know, unfortunately, the team relaxed and started to believe that maybe we were too good. And, you know, we had a very terrible game, Puerto Rico, and yesterday against Spain. So, tomorrow we will see what this USA team is made of. You know, if we want to qualify, we have to win the rest. And it starts with a very difficult road tomorrow against a very good Bulgarian team.
Do you think that there are surprises till now at the tournament?
Well, I think us losing to Puerto Rico was a surprise and not a good one. You know, other surprises, you know, not really. You know, I thought in this tournament that Brazil, Russia, Bulgaria, Spain, you know, would be the four best teams, and I think we could be in that group. And so far, I think that has happened, you know, and I think whoever can win the matches against each other out of those four or five teams will probably be the top three teams in the World Cup.
Do you like Japan as a home country for this tournament?
Yeah, you know, I played 3 years in the Japanese championship, and I think it's the best location. I think it would be wonderful if they could move the tournament to different countries, you know, just to help promote the sport of volleyball. But, you know, it's very difficult because the JVA, the Japanese Volleyball Association, is such a good organization, and, you know, this is the best organized tournament of any volleyball tournament, you know, Olympics or World Championships, you know, every year. They just, you know, the Japanese people are very, very organized, and they do a wonderful job hosting the tournament.
Thank you really very much. Wish you luck. Our listeners here in Bulgaria will hear the interview soon. So
okay, everybody in Bulgaria, Lloyd Ball says hello.